Now to Yemen, where the government is struggling to restore law and order since the former president Ali Abdullah Saleh stepped aside in late 2011 following mass protests. Besides being the base for al-Qaeda in the Arab Peninsula, the country's also grappling with attacks on security forces, a northern rebellion and secessionists in the south. Yemen is also considered one of the worst places in the world to be a woman. Poverty and many cultural and religious norms have prevented Yemeni women from having equal rights to men.
We're inside Girls Cafe. I'm going up the stairs and it's nicely carpeted, red carpet. And this feels like a completely different atmosphere. I could see dozens of women, some covering their faces, others are not. There are two women in the corner reading a book, studying. One with their hair showing, and they're laughing, sitting on a couch in the corner. Another young lady is all dressed in black, but you can see her face, and she's slouched on another couch in a different part of this cafe, again, seeming very relaxed, speaking on the phone. Some of them are laughing in the corner. Alhamdulillah. It's lunchtime now, and some of these ladies have brought their lunch with them. Looking at a young woman who's sitting in front of a small laptop, and I'm approaching two women here, sitting on a green sofa, chatting away. Hello, assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Fine.
Sorry to disturb you on your lunch. What's your name?
Amira.
Amira, we've just stepped in from a very, very busy Sana'a street just outside. Where here, it's a completely different atmosphere. Well, tell me a little bit about this cafe.
This cafe for women. Some women come here to open internet and sit with the other. All friends come here to sit with us.
It feels to me that when you're here and when the women are here, and if you don't mind me saying, your face is not covered, I can see your face, your hair is not covered. So it's a place where you feel a little bit relaxed and free to do what you want.
Yes. Come here to this place because I feel happy when I come here.